back to my podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the southern elephant seal. Moronga leonina, or the southern elephant seal, is the largest pinniped species and exhibits the most extreme sexual dimorphism of any mammal, with males weighing up to 3,800 kilograms and up to 9 times more than females. The male southern elephant seal reaches over 4 meters from head to tail, although size can vary somewhat between localities. Adult males often have intensive scarring on the neck and carry a prominent proboscis, or trunk, which gives the species the common name and adds resonance to the male's vocal challenges to other adult males. Females are much smaller, about 260 centimeters and 800 kilograms, and lack the intensive scarring and prominent proboscis of adult males. Females and young males have a robust body, large eyes, and bulbous nostrils. The size and behavior of these mammals is especially astonishing when keeping in mind that they share a common ancestor with other mammals such as humans and mice. The evolution of this species is a complicated journey, but some key points in the evolution of these mammals could shed some light on how the species evolved to how it is today. Moronga leonina is the southern and largest relative of the northern elephant seal, Moronga angustirostris. The populations of southern elephant seals occupy a circumpolar distribution around Antarctica. When breeding, they move into the shores of Antarctica and other islands as the stage for their ferocious competition for dominant male. Outside the mating season, Moronga leonina moves north to warmer waters near South America and New Zealand. As diurnal hunters, elephant seals in populations surrounding the Antarctic Peninsula feed and breed near South Georgia Island, but males and females don't share the same feeding waters at the same time. Populations of elephant seals are heavily focused around the peninsula, but are distributed around Antarctica and prefer to locate near beaches where they can hunt fish over the ice shelf or in open waters. Approximately 180 million years ago, the southernmost tip of South America separated from the Antarctic Peninsula. Generally, we could speculate that the last terrestrial ancestor of the elephant seal might have crossed that connection and then been isolated as continental drift pulled the two continents apart, causing the pinnipeds to inhabit Antarctica. Since Moronga leonina is aquatic, it's likely that the species' isolation was not related to continental drift directly. Rather, there was a transitional species from the pinniped ancestors that predominantly resided in the Caribbean and west coast of North America approximately 15 million years ago. This species migrated south into the range of Weddell, leopard, and elephant seals. The most recent aquatic ancestor of the elephant seal was an extinct species of seal similar to a monk seal. This species went extinct in the Pliocene era, and researchers speculate that this species is what brought the family of true seals south of the equator. Tracking the lineage of elephant seals even farther back to their most recent terrestrial mammalian relative, we find an otter-like animal referred to as Pujila. This animal had short legs, webbed feet, and a long tail, much like modern-day otters. It is fascinating to imagine early mammals that resembled rodents of today to evolve into something as strange and as different as an elephant seal. Now let's talk about the form and function of the southern elephant seal. The skeletal structure of Moronga leonina is a result of adaptations for hunting in frigid Antarctic waters. As a marine predator, the elephant seal diet consists of 90% fish and squid, with the remaining 10% being the consumption of krill, mollusks, and some aquatic plants. In order to procure the elephant seal's preferred prey, some hunts require deep dive depths that change how the animal digests. Moronga leonina has a faster rate of food transit than other carnivores. Through an examination of elephant seal fecal matter, it was found to have a high water content of over 50%, indicating a high rate of passage. Although the rate of passage was almost 2 times longer for the southern elephant seal than their northern relative, retention time was found to be a better indicator of digestion rate. The retention time for Moronga leonina was found to be a mean of 13 hours for the sample group. This retention time was faster than other much smaller predators, such as 22 hours for the dog, 15 hours for a raccoon, and 13 hours for a cat, even though these carnivores have much shorter gastrointestinal tracts. It is suggested that Moronga leonina's very long small intestine relative to the large intestine could be a factor in the short retention time. Researchers speculate that the short retention time and long small intestine could be attributed to the elephant seal's feeding habits. Their consistent foraging at depth along with long periods of submergence in frigid waters gives evidence that the elongated small intestine and shorter retention time are adaptations to Moronga leonina's feeding methods in cold waters. Although Moronga leonina is massive in size, weighing up to 4 tons for some breeding males, their transitions between aquatic and terrestrial environments require unique thermoregulation. Like other aquatic mammals, Moronga leonina combats cold water temperatures by a large body size with few appendages to minimize volume to surface area ratio, along with a thick insulating blubber. Once elephant seals haul out of the water, thermoregulation becomes more difficult, as heat dispersion is lower in air compared to water. Generally, amphibious mammals will use behavioral actions to combat overheating on land, such as dunking in water to cool and exposing the other's underside of their appendages, such as flippers and the tail. Yet, some pinnipeds have developed thermal windows that help disperse heat through different parts of the body to maintain thermoregulation. By the constriction or dilation of blood vessels in the body, the surface temperature along the torso varies. The variation can be a difference of thermal windows reaching 30 degrees Celsius warmer than air temperatures to as low as air temperature in the other parts of the torso. The blood that has lost heat after being circulated through the thermal windows is then moved around the body in order to keep body temperatures down while on land. Moronga leonina may be the example of the most extreme polygyny in mammals, with males competing for harems of 40 to 50 females over a mating season of almost 100 days, and Moronga leonina may also be the example of the greatest sexual dimorphism in mammals, with breeding bulls weighing up to 10 times the weight of females. Moronga leonina will only breed once a year, generally at the end of September. Females will defer egg implantation for up to 4 months after mating, and then pups are born about 7 months later in broods rarely exceeding one pup. The pup will be born up to the weight of 50 kilograms for females and 22 kilograms for males. Pups are weaned for an average of 22 days and then considered independent 6 to 7 weeks after being born. Now let's discuss the southern elephant seal's behavior. Moronga leonina has developed an identity involving fierce battles for the right to protect and breed with some of the largest harems of females recorded in nature, up to 150 females. Moronga leonina is the most polygamous species on Earth, where only the largest males will hold harems and competitors will challenge the holders for breeding rights. The stakes are extraordinarily high for these competitors, as defeat means another year without the opportunity to sire young. Since a mere 28% of males achieve paternity, with 89% of which being harem holders, there is much to lose for the dominant males, while challengers are more than willing to put their lives on the line. When a harem holder is challenged on his beach, the competitive behavior is a sight to behold, as the gladiators rear up on their lower abdomen, showing their underbelly, in an attempt to seem as large as possible. Once they have properly sized each other up, the violence commences, with the collective power of over 7 tons colliding. The competitors whip their canine teeth down on the other's shoulders, chest, back, and head, causing deep puncture wounds and fractured bones. Battles quickly become a bloodbath and are over as fast as they started, generally lasting only a few minutes. These battles do not begin without warning, as competitors will size up one another's bellowing roar before engaging in competition. Moronga leonina has a complex structure of communication, particularly during mating season. Competitive males will give out calls to one another as a warning or challenge before engaging in fights. The call involves a guttural gargle followed by a harsh exhalation of breath, where the proboscis will point straight up. This communicative behavior could be considered the first line of defense for harem holders, as the depth of their calls is correlated with the size of the individual. Although communication is key in male-to-male competition, it is more common in females communicating with pups. New mothers will yodel to their young, producing a high-pitched noise that can be described as a long, drawn-out, wolf-like moan. This sound is not heard before the birth of their first pup, and is thought to be a reaction to the pup's first bark. The pups communicate with their mothers by emitting a sharp yap or bark. The type of communication is not specific, but is merely a response to stress or a signal that they need to be fed. Moronga leonina interacts interspecifically with calls to one another, but will interact interspecifically as well. Southern elephant seals will generally avoid interactions with other pinnipeds, as leopard seals will hunt pups and small adult elephant seals. Sea lions have been observed hauling up on the same beaches as elephant seals, but they maintain a distance of several yards at all times. Along with their famous mating behavior and interesting communication techniques, Moranga leonina also displays interesting behaviors during their seasonal molt. Once pups shed their natal pelt after about 1 month, they will shed their coat once a year. This new coat presents a change in the seal's skin and fur, from which an interesting behavior arises called sand throwing. Sand throwing involves the forelimbs coming forward, digging in while moving back and up in an effort to throw sand, stones, snow, or water onto their own back. Researchers believe this is an effort to keep their freshly molted skin moisturized, since the behavior is observed predominantly in times and areas of low humidity. Not to much surprise, these trenches dug in the sand by larger elephant seals can be 10 inches deep and over 2 feet long. One can only imagine the amount of sand 150 or more elephant seals on a beach can displace during a molt. The management of elephant seals. According to the IUCN Red List of Threatened Species, there's a substantial population of southern elephant seals at approximately 325,000 mature individuals that displays a stable population trend with no severe fragmentation. While 50% of pup production in mature individuals reside on South Georgia Island, the subpopulations on surrounding Arctic islands are not considered severely fragmented. These factors display stability in the Moranga leonina population, resulting in a desertion of least concern by the IUCN. A hands-off approach is being implemented for the management strategy of the southern elephant seal. Although the South Georgia population is stable, the subpopulations on surrounding islands are facing a decline in females of approximately 0.8% loss annually. Researchers speculate that this is due to declines in populations of prey fish in the surrounding waters. Conservationists believe this decline does not warrant direct action. Since South Georgia Island and the surrounding waters are protected under the South Georgia Marine Protection Area that was established in 2012 in order to protect and preserve the rich ecosystems in that area and the mammals that reside there, like our big, ugly friend, the southern elephant seal. Thank you.